Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And today we're going to talk about overcoming lust. God wants us to get free from all lust in our life. John chapter 8, verse 44, the Bible says, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it." Who's that speaking about? That's speaking about the devil. And it says, the lust of your father you will do. Where does this lust come? It comes from the devil. Lust means strong desire. It's not just sexual lust. It's any kind of strong desire that is independent of the Word of God. If we are dealing with lusts in our life and overcoming them, we're going to overcome all strong desires that would cause us to do anything that is contrary to the Word of God. You know, the devil wants you to follow your lust, though, and he works through the flesh, and he works through the demon spirits that give you these desires. Exodus chapter 15, verse 9, the enemy said, "I will pursue and I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them." That's what the devil says, "My lust shall be satisfied upon them." He wants you to follow after the lust that comes from him. He's the author of it. He is the source of it. And if you yield to the lust, then he will be able to overtake you. He'll be able to bring destruction upon you in your life. In Psalm 78, verse 18, we see the effects of lust. It says, "They tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust." Whenever you yield to lust and you act upon lust, you are actually going to be tempting God. You'll have a wrong attitude of heart. They were lusting in their heart, and they were tempting or testing God. We don't test God. We don't tempt God. Instead, we're to be obedient to him and submissive to him and yielded unto him. Another effect of lust is in Psalms 81, verse 12, where he says, "I gave them up into their own heart's lusts, and they walked in their own counsels." If you have your own strong desire from your heart of what you want to do, you know what? God will let you walk in it. He said, "I gave them up into their own heart's lust." He'll let you walk after your own strong desire. And what happened? They walked in their own counsels. Of course, it didn't produce any fruit. Whenever you walk in your own counsel, then you're going to see that you're going to be walking in the flesh. You're not going to see God's blessing upon your life. Instead, you walk by the flesh. You're going to see the devil is going to work and bring destruction, because you can't do anything successfully in your own strength. It's with God, with his strength, that you're going to be able to accomplish things. And it's got to be according to the Spirit, in line with his word, not according to lust. In Mark chapter 4, verse 19, the Bible says, "The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." This is in the parable of the sower, and Jesus is giving the explanation of the parable of the sower to the disciples there, and he's talking about the four types of grounds, and we see that each type of ground is speaking of the word that is sown in the heart of man, and then what happens to that word once it's sown in the heart. The first guy, he couldn't keep it in there because he didn't understand it, and the devil took the word that was sown in the heart out of him. And he did not produce any fruit. The second guy, he had the word in there for a season, but then in time of temptation, he fell away when that affliction, the pressure from within, and the persecution, the pressure from without, caused him to fall away. He drew back from it. He didn't continue in it, and the word was taken out. And this is the third ground, where it says, "The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, or the lust of other things entering in will choke the word, and it," that's the word in you, "will become unfruitful." You can be having the word in you and seeing some fruit come forth in your life, and then if you start yielding to the cares of this world or deceitfulness of riches or the lust or the strong desires of other things, if they enter in, then that will allow the choking of the word, and then you'll become unfruitful. The word that started to produce fruit or starting to appear to develop in your life, it's not going to guarantee fruit if you yield to lust. Lust will allow the devil to choke that word and stop you from being fruitful in your life. And James chapter 1 verse 14, the Bible says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Here we see every man's tempted. When he's drawn away of his own lust. Lust comes, that strong desire for something inconsistent with God's Word. You can see that happen here. You have a desire to want to get in the Word and start studying the Word, and here you get ready to do it, and all of a sudden these strong desires for other things start coming to you. Or here it's the time for you to pray, and you get this strong desire for something else. Or you're going to go to church, you know, and here you've got a strong desire to do something else instead. This is the devil coming at you through lust. If you're drawn away from your own lust and enticed, the word enticed means to be drawn into a contradiction. The lust will draw you into a contradiction to do something contrary to the Word of God. If you let that lust conceive, and it conceives, if you take hold of it and do what it says, then it brings forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. Anytime you yield to lust, then you're going to see the destruction come. That is sin, and the door is open for the law of sin and death to work in some capacity in your life. In James chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? He says, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have, you can't obtain, you fight in war, and you have not because you ask not. And then he says, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. Here we see that God is not going to answer every prayer if we're going to consume it upon our lusts. It's important to realize your motivation is important with the Lord. If you have a wrong motivation, if you are going to just follow your own strong desires, then you're not going to see the promises of God come to pass when you're praying. He goes on in verse 4 and says, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. The fact is that if you are following your own lusts, you're following the ways of the devil, who's the god of this world, and more than likely you're just following the things of this world, and that makes you an enemy against God. We're not going to walk in the ways of the lust of this world or the lust of the flesh. God wants you to turn away from that, otherwise you'll actually be an enemy against God. In Romans chapter 1, verse 24, it talks about how God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. They changed the truth of God into a lie. They worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who's blessed forever. And what happened? God gave them up into their vile affections, that women did change the natural use of that, which is against nature, and men also, leaving the natural use of woman. They burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. They didn't want to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. This shows how homosexuality comes. It comes because of God gave them up to the uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. What they do, they change the truth of God into a lie, and instead of walking in God's ways, they started following their own ways, and they would burn in their lust one toward another, and here God will give them up to that. And of course, it will bring great curses, and we see that happening. Homosexuals today who are walking in these lusts, they are having great judgment that is coming upon them. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible says, in whom also we all had a conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. In times past, we had our conversation or our behavior in the lusts of our flesh. We were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, but praise God, we've been redeemed. Now we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, praise God. It's important that you start to walk in line with God's Word. That's the way you walk in line with the Spirit. And you know, all these things were given in the Word of God for our examples. In fact, 1 Corinthians 10:6 says, these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things. Don't lust after evil things. Don't lust after the things of the world. Don't lust after the things of the flesh. You should have a desire to do what God wants you to do and walk in His ways. Otherwise, you'll be foolish and disobedient and deceived by the enemy. Titus 3:3 says, we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures. We're not going to follow the pleasures and the lusts of this world, for that makes us foolish, disobedient, and deceived. The Bible says now we can come out of that through the Word of God. 2 Peter 1:4, God's given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. The corruption operates in the world through lust, or strong desire for things inconsistent of the ways of the Lord. We can't walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, otherwise we will be giving place to the devil. God does not want you walking after your own lusts. He wants you to walk in the ways of the Spirit, following the ways of the Word of God, and that is so important in your life. Remember Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. The flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. They're contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. What are we to do? We're to walk in the Spirit by the Word. And the Bible says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust thereof. We are going to crucify that flesh. We are not going to let the lust operate in our life. We're going to put them off. We're going to put on the new man, and we're going to mortify our members upon the earth. We're not going to give place to any lusts or strong desires contrary to the Word of God. We're going to walk in the Spirit by the Word of God and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received